This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860. The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming live online via the satellite. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they're at, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks that are working on those oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, William and the gang up there in Wyoming and Montana in the northern tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, and to the Merchant Marine people, too. Thanks very much for moving the stuff back and forth. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on the Twitter site, the at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
It seems that little Kim decided to get trigger happy and fire a couple of quote, end of quote, projectiles up into the air.
From the Wonsan area of North Korea, they flew about 149 miles northeast. South Korea, Japan, and the United States are analyzing both of these projectiles. One looks like it was a road mobile solid fuel missile system, developed what they call a super large multiple rocket launcher. So he's been kind of quiet here for a while. So I guess he decided that he's got some bolstering of his military to do, because apparently they were depressed. So this is supposed to be.
I was going to say he must want some meat and potatoes again or something.
So anyway, this is.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now Afghanistan. We enter into a new stage here, a supported peace deal by the U.S. And the Taliban, where we have 135 days to knock our troops down from 12,000 to 8,600. However, if there's any activity that happens during that time, then all bets are off, right?
Well, yeah. And we have to also remember what else is going on over in Afghanistan, because you've got the Haqqani Network, you've got Al-Qaeda, you've got some Islamic State over there, and a handful of other organizations. So the United States is really watching this thing very, very closely to see who will violate, or who wants to kind of come out and be aggressive on behalf of the Taliban, who wants to continue the militancy. Now, the United States is not jumping up and down on this one for excitement, but we're just going to see where this necessarily goes. Remember, this was part and parcel of one of Trump's campaign promises to end some of these wars. Well, he's certainly giving it a shot here, but I never trusted, don't have any use for Zalmay Khalilzad. I wouldn't have gone to the peace talks with the Taliban without the Ghani government being part of the discussions. So for them to be excluded is really an outrage from the very beginning. Mm. So it's almost as though the Taliban set the terms of the talks and we just comply, which I didn't like.
Kinda,
but anyway,
yeah.
it is what it is.
Kind of looked that way. By the way, today is Israelis' third time to vote to see if they can get it right. No, third time's a charm in the past year. Benjamin Netanyahu versus Benny Gantz.
It's gotten to be pretty nasty, this fight. They're really going after each other. Gantz is talking about, or he's trying to sell to the voters the fact that Netanyahu is corrupt, that he's operating his government like a mafia. Conversely, Netanyahu is saying that Gantz is not a leader. He's pretty weak spined. He's going to virtually undo everything that Netanyahu has done. So it's gotten pretty nasty. But Gantz would also stop the what they call the construction of the settlements. I really hate that term, but anyway. Now, remember, we just had this peace deal that was introduced in which both leaders were brought here to the United States to discuss this peace deal.
Right.
This peace deal was really to help out Netanyahu.
Yep.
So we'll see, I guess, by, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon where this goes.
Yeah, and what they're going to do is they're going to release the exit polls. They're not going to release any numbers. So we'll be getting exit poll information, and they said it'd take probably 2 to 3 days to count the votes.
Well, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Now, what they have a different set. What do they do, hand count it?
I have no idea what they're doing.
Okay, because I think they have paper ballots over there.
I have no idea.
All right. Well, we'll find out when we find out then. By the way, a little add-on here. DNI nominee John Ratliff over the weekend. Over the weekend, they were the Democrats were going after him for, he doesn't have any experience.
Well, whatever. Yeah. I wouldn't have chosen them, but they didn't ask me.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more to be talking about here. We will be right back, and Kathy Curtis is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And a program note, Wayne Allyn Root's going to be on the program again this week, Thursday night live, Friday morning my time, Thursday night his time. And we're going to be talking about Super Tuesday and all that good stuff, as only Wayne can do. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as USCCA. Now, if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you'll see the right tab, there is a logo link right there for the captain, for the USCCA website, red, white, and blue. And you just click on that little logo, and a window will drop down, and it will say, would you like to sign up to win the free gun? And, of course, the answer to that is going to be yes. And then, right after that, you're going to see, would you like to sign up to register for the opportunity to win $25,000 cash to be given away right after Labor Day? And, of course, the answer to that should be yes. So, there you go. You get a double chance to win a gun and to win a bunch of money by going over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com and clicking on the USCCA logo ad that's right there. And good luck to you. Good luck to you. We want to talk about somebody on the show winning some of that money. All righty. Back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Hello.
Well, the New York Post is reporting the article I have in my hand that a federal judge on Sunday ruled that Ken Cuccinelli was unlawfully appointed as the acting head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, known as USCIS. You pointed out it's something he didn't really want anyway.
Well, no. I said it really doesn't kind of matter. So he's now been essentially put in second in charge. So... But what the judge is really saying is that decisions made by USCIS are, should be negated.
Right.
Because he was not in that role properly. Now, this was done by a D.C. court because an immigration activist group named RACES, by the letters RACES, R-A-I-C-E-S, had filed the lawsuit. So... I'm trying to remember. Anyway, he's a D.C. judge. And the D.C. judge actually came from WilmerHale. And while he was at WilmerHale, he was appointed by Obama.
Sure.
But while he was at WilmerHale, interestingly enough, he was in charge of a division over at the law firm of government regulatory and affairs at the law firm. So, yeah. Now, where this necessarily goes from here, I don't think it matters really too much. But the bigger part of the story is RAICES, an activist group. You need to take a look at them. But they certainly got themselves the right judge to make this decision. But I don't think it's really going to matter in the end.
Now, I want to mention about Super Tuesday coming up tomorrow with the 14 states around the country that will be voting in a presidential primary and five states that are actually doing all their primaries tomorrow. But the Joe Biden win over the weekend, Bernie Sanders, Joe saying, well, I'm on my way, and this, that, and the other. And I just took a look at a little something there. The biggest prize of all of them is California with 495 total delegates. That's super delegates and regular delegates. And Bernie Sanders currently has a 2-1 lead there over second place Elizabeth Warren, and Biden is back in the pack.
Well, I wouldn't call him back in the pack. It'll be interesting to what happens with, I think, Buttigieg's got 27 delegates. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to them since he dropped out. By the way, he was having breakfast yesterday morning with former President Jimmy Carter.
Yep.
And then he flew on a chartered plane into Selma.
Yep.
And then the plane was supposed to take him to Dallas, but since he decided that he looked ahead and saw that he didn't stand a chance with any kind of the vote in Alabama because he's not getting any black vote, he just kind of gave up the race and flew back to Indiana.
Good idea.
So now Elizabeth Warren staying in the race all the way to the convention. She wants it to be a contested convention.
Yep.
So the truth of the matter is we need to watch Bernie very carefully because Bernie has got a remarkable ground game, and he could, in fact, be the nominee.
Yep.
And that will be a very dangerous thing in a general election. Because I'm not convinced that we understand the volume of voters that will come out. I mean, they may not because, you know, they're packaging him as certainly as a socialist slash communist, which he is. But There's a volume of voters here in the United States that want that. So
they want the free stuff. They think they're going to get a whole bunch of free stuff. Yep.
Just take caution.
Yep. Now, something else, and this is indirectly involving the coronavirus. The CEO of Apple says that, and this is Tim Cook, says that they are going to reopen their factories in China.
I think he's already done that. He said he's normalized and gone back to normal production over there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's all right, I suppose, if he has the confidence in it.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
I'm not sure I would, but
now you mentioned Alabama, and you mentioned some of the Democrats that were in Alabama yesterday, in Selma, Alabama in particular. There was a certain former mayor of New York in a church, Michael Bloomberg, and the black Democrats that were there, about two-thirds of the church from the video that I saw, turned their back on Bloomberg when he got up to speak inside that church.
No, I wouldn't say two-thirds of them, but there were a lot of them that did, in fact, turn their back.
Well, the camera shot I saw showed a lot of them. It looked like two-thirds of where they were at, but then again, they didn't show the whole church. I couldn't see what was behind them.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the other thing is that there's something that's come out very, very recently, interesting things to talk about. The Great Migration years ago into the Northeast, out of the South by the blacks, has now reversed itself. And guess what, folks? They're moving back South. How about that? That's because that's where the jobs are. The auto plants down there, BMW and, Mercedes-Benz, Alabama, and BMW in South Carolina, Volkswagen up in Georgia, Tennessee, and there's someone else up there. Oh, Nissan in Tennessee, they're all hiring people.
Well, and speaking of migration, I would take a long look, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening in Greece right now, because... Oh, yeah. We now have Turkey that is in a warring faction with both Russia and Assad of Syria.
Yeah.
And
33 of their troops were killed.
Right. And so he's letting a lot of these migrants, Syrian refugees and migrants, guess what? They're heading to Greece and heading into Europe.
Yep.
And he had a deal that he had a deal with Europe that he wouldn't let that happen, but it's happening. So hold on. We're in the middle of a virus crisis around the world and he's doing this. So, this isn't cool.
No, it's not. And, you know, like I said, Turkey, they had 33 of their troops that were killed by Syrian jets. And then two Syrian planes were shot down by the Syrian, whatever they call themselves, the guys, the rebels, if you will, and they said the pilots parachuted safely to ground. Here we go again, right? Here we go again.
Well, this was over
Idlib. Wasn't this Idlib?
And Aleppo, yes.
Okay.
So, it's nasty. But nobody talks about Syria anymore.
Well, we just
did. They might talk about it now because, well, but I'm saying, you know, the major press out there, Marxist press, media, they haven't been talking about, but they better start because Europe is about to undergo what we saw a couple of years ago.
What do you make of some of the states that are making it harder for college students to vote? For example, Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, where the closest polling places are miles and miles away, and the students are now saying, hey, man, we want a bus to take us to the polling place.
Yeah, give them a box lunch, too, I suppose, huh?
Well, it sounds like days of old, doesn't it? All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, so stay low, and I'll be back in touch.
All right, thanks.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Check out her articles she writes. Always a wealth of information. And, again, we covered a bunch of stuff here, a bunch of ground here that you may hear today, you may hear tomorrow. I don't know, but depends on how lazy the media wants to be. But we got it out there. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the political headlines this hour, breaking news as two Democrats dropping out of the race for president over the weekend. Mayor Pete leaving on Sunday night, Tom Steyer hanging up his hat Saturday night.
This campaign, we were disappointed with where we came out. I think we got one or two delegates from congressional districts, which I thank South Carolina for.
Steyer, the billionaire businessman, finishing third in South Carolina. Mayor Pete coming in a distant fourth place. Bernie Sanders coming in second place with 20% of the vote, and Joe Biden, as predicted, winning by a wide margin with 48% of the vote. The former vice president looking ahead to Super Tuesday. He tells ABC's This Week program,
Super Tuesday is not the end, so only the beginning. We're about even on delegates right now. We've had more popular votes thus far than Sanders does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where in 14 short months you can be well on your way to a career paying a buku bunch of bucks as an aviation maintenance tech. And if that sort of thing is important to you, then you better listen up, because they're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more of the young people coming out of high school are not going straight off to college. They're, in fact, coming out of technical schools, vocational schools, where they learn a trade that in most cases will not pay them as much money as they think they're going to make, because when you come out as a welder, as an electrician, as a plumber, as a carpenter, as a pipe fitter, perhaps even a heavy equipment operator or a semi driver, you're going to wind up in a union job. And guess what? You are not going to get 100% of the wages to begin with. You're going to start out as an apprentice for as long as a year in some cases, and you're going to be working at 80% or maybe even a little bit less of what the going rate is. So how would you like to kickstart your career at, say, $60,000 a year for 40 hours a week. That's about the average things are going at right now for an aviation maintenance tech. Well, I can help you out. All you got to do is check out National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. Now, they have two locations, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, on the west side of Tampa Bay in Pinellas County. But give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Find out what they're all about, and I'm telling you what, you'll be impressed. You will be thoroughly impressed. They are the best at what they do. And they will give you a career second to none as an aviation maintenance tech. By the way, don't forget, 800-659-2080. Tell them the captain sent you. All right. Well, the Army, the way the Army manages its soldiers' careers is long due for an overhaul, service leadership says. And guess what? They are, and they're instituting new initiatives as part of the most comprehensive reform to the service's officer personnel system since the late 1940s. And they're doing it to bolster retention, and I think it's going to work. Now, the Army's Best Sapper competition is featuring an all-female team, amongst other firsts. The 14th Best Sapper competition will feature a series of firsts this year as an all-international, all-cadet, and all-female teams will compete in it for the first time in history, according to the U.S. Army. By the way, an Army veteran wounded by an improvised explosive device in Iraq is suing the federal agencies he works for after she said she was harassed over her use of a service dog, according to a lawsuit filed in the Eastern District of North Carolina. That's a shame. I hope it's not true. Service dogs are there for a reason. By the way, the Navy, the Pacific Fleet has ordered at least 14-day underways for ships visiting nations in 7th Fleet AOR as a coronavirus spreads. The U.S. Pacific Fleet Commander, Admiral John C. Aquino, has directed all vessels visiting nations in the 7th Fleet area of operations to remain at sea for at least 14 days before pulling into another port in order to monitor sailors for any symptoms of the COVID-19, the new and deadly strain of the coronavirus. The Navy wants to expand the number of Washington State parks available for SEAL training, but some advocacy groups are pushing back amid fears it will spoil the public's enjoyment of the natural spaces. Really. Give me a break. By the way, a Chinese warship targeted a U.S. Navy patrol aircraft with a laser in international airspace earlier this month. The Pacific Fleet announced that. We're talking about February, around the middle of the month. We're just now hearing about it. We'll see what happens next. Because those things blind pilots, as you well know. And Air Force and SpaceX is going to test a Starlink capability in their upcoming live fire demonstration. Now, the Air Force will test the SpaceX-developed technology in an upcoming demonstration that will reportedly include a live fire exercise targeting drones and cruise missiles, the latest test of experimental technologies. That'll be interesting to see what happens there. That's part of Space Command, too, I might add. Lockheed Martin and the Air Force is pressing ahead on air-launched hypersonic missiles as they will complete a critical design review today. And the company and the Air Force press ahead on the development. The air-launched hypersonic missile, something we've been hearing about for some time. And the Marine Corps is set to make large manpower cuts through the next decade. Marine Corps Commandant General David Berger said that the cuts are coming to the future Corps, not the current one. And we'll see how all that plays out as they're changing the mission of some of these branches. By the way, the Marine Commandant told Congress that this year is the inflection point for the Marine Corps to begin changes that will keep it relevant and ready against adversaries for a decade from now. And Marine Corps Commandant General David Berger also wants the Corps to remove all Confederate-related paraphernalia from Marine bases all around the world. Now, the Defense Agency, news there, the German Defense Ministry has designated radio specialist Rode Unschwartz as the national lead towards the development of a tactical radio for European land forces to get them all on the same frequency. Wouldn't that be nice? We had that problem in the fire service in New York. When the service went down, we lost the Nextel service, the direct connector we had there. Nobody could talk to anybody. Matter of fact, we were using amateur radio radios to communicate back and forth until we could figure out how to get on frequency. But anyway, the congressional hearing on the Veterans Affairs budget for fiscal 2021 quickly turned into a referendum on President Donald Trump's first term in office, with supporters extolling changes in the department over the last 3 years and critics attacking a lack of progress. But nonetheless, a budget was forged ahead, and we'll see how all that works out. The chairman of the House Armed Services Committee is working on a bill to claw back the $3.8 billion the Pentagon is redirecting from weapons programs to President Trump's border wall. Don't know how that's going to work, because the court just made a decision here. A court just made a decision telling the president that he was okay in taking those funds. By the way, an airstrike by Syrian government forces killed 33 Turkish soldiers in northeast Syria. And right after that, the same two jets that conducted the raid were shot down by what appeared to be man-pad missiles from the defense forces on the ground, the rebels, firing up at these Syrian jets and blowing them out of the sky. Now, the pilots parachuted safely to the ground, and they were picked up by their own people. But still, wow, still, and by the way, Russia denied any responsibility for the airstrike in northern Syria. They denied any responsibility. Okay, we'll see. Boy, oh boy, does it get any stranger than this stuff going on between Russia and Turkey and the crew and all that? All right, I'll be right back with more, and Chris Markowski, too. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Marchowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our good friends at Mixon's Groside Cafe, located inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm. Now, listen up, you guys and gals down there in Bradenton, Sarasota, and Lakewood Ranch. I will be Thursday of this week. I will be down there for lunch at Mixon's Groside Cafe from 12 noon to 1:30 this coming Thursday. So stop on by. I know a lot of you thought it was last week, and it wasn't. It's this week, this Thursday, at Mixon's Groside Cafe, located inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. And for you snowbirds that are around, if you haven't tried a really good sandwich shop with really good homemade bread and homemade salads and homemade desserts like the orange swirl ice cream, oh, you got to get over there and do it. You got to make it to Mixon's Fruit Farms before you head back up north again. All right, so Mixon's Groside Cafe, Thursday, 12 noon to 1:30. Look forward to seeing you there. All right, Mr. Watchdog on Wall Street himself was here, Chris Markowski. Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
You like going to Europe, right?
Summer ends.
Well, it seems that the coronavirus cases in Italy soared 50% from Friday to right now, and as a result, the U.S. is telling Americans not to go to northern Italy. That's number one. Number two, along those lines, it seems that Turkey, having problems with Syria, has opened up their border with Greece and said, come on out.
Yeah, they got
tens of thousands of people trying to get across into Greece, and Greece just wants to hold its border there. They've got troops out there. I read the Greek papers in the morning. They're considering actually, sending tanks in and dealing with this. And this is all because of what's going on in Syria. And Turkey wants NATO to get involved against Syria and Russia. And they're basically just saying, hey, I'll just open up the floodgates and allow all of these people to just get into Europe. And one of the opening spots is right there in Greece, and they're dealing with it. They've also had a detention facility that they wanted to build in that area, a bigger one, that the islanders, the people in the islands there, in the Ionian Islands, they don't want it at all. They want no part of it. They're tired of having all of these migrants coming in. Again, Europe. And I didn't say the United States, we haven't effectively dealt with this migrant crisis at all. It's kind of like, it's kind of pushing it under the rug, and it's getting worse instead of better. People continue to flee, many areas in, the Middle East and Northern Africa and other areas, and they keep trying to find their way into Europe.
Mm. Now, I am talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, there's been a lot of jitters about Wall Street, and I'll get into a story here right now before I move any further about how much money the world's richest have lost. According to this, the world's richest have lost $444 billion in a week's market bloodbath. That's the headline.
Well, the headline's wrong. They didn't lose $444 billion. They didn't have $444 billion. It was the value of their stock has dropped over that period of time, and just as much as it can go up the next day. This is part of the things that the media screws up in trying to get people to understand how the world works. Just because they say, oh, the value of this, they lost this amount of money. No, they didn't. There was no cash in their account. There was the $444 million didn't go to money heaven. The valuation of their stock at the present time came down. That's all it is. And the reality is people don't understand. If you look at a real wealthy guy, let's say like Jeff Bezos from Amazon, and let's say his stock in Amazon is worth, we'll say $10 billion, more than that. Say it's worth $10 billion. He can't go to a bank and cash in his stock for $10 billion. He needs to sell his stock, meaning that he needs to find a buyer where you go to the exchanges. But then when you start selling the stock, guess what? The stock price is going to come down. It's like anything else in life. There's supply and demand involved. And unfortunately, the financial market, a lot of these journalists out there, they don't explain it to people properly.
Well, I've been sitting here since you and I started talking, watching the futures market. And all I can tell you is that NASDAQ futures are up 90.25 right now. Standard & Poor's futures are up 17.38. And I've been watching the Dow's futures go down, and they're still down, anywhere from 178. They were down to 89, and now they're back up, but down 149. So it's very fluent right now, what's going on.
Now, you have tied right into the stock exchange from my work, Matt. I got Dow futures up 487, NASDAQ futures up 151, and S&P up 44.
Okay, well, I'm looking at what I got here, and it's tied up to whatever SRN Radio News has, and I'm looking
at it. Yeah, that's old. You got that's older. That was earlier on in the morning. It's not updated immediately.
So, in other words, it's better now than what it was.
Yeah, it is. It's better now, but again, who knows where it's going to be later on in the day.
Well, good. Now, the other thing is, and this is some good news, and this may have something to do with why the market is bouncing back up again. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, said that they are reopening their factories in China and their stores, too.
Yeah, Starbucks as well. Many things are starting to reopen over there as they're trying to get it under control. I mean, I've been saying this for a while. I mean, this is something when it first came out, I said we had to watch this and pay attention to this and see, you know, how it's affecting people, what the mortality is with this. But in my opinion, this is, again, another media-driven, let's scare everybody half to death event. But again, you need to put things into perspective. You know, there have been much, much worse viral outbreaks in the past in regards to how lethal they are, whether it be SARS, MERS, the Mediterranean coronavirus, which had a 40% mortality. I mean, there's a lot worse things that have been there in the past.
Right.
The media didn't get all, you know, bent out of shape. You know, this is something, yeah, without a doubt, if you're an at-risk individual, it can be dangerous to you, but so can the flu. So can just the common flu.
The flu is more deadly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I, you know, what we're seeing happen is again, let's get the people all into a panic. And it's shameful. It really is. I cannot stand what the media does. And it's all of them. You know, I don't care. None of them stand out. Whether it be Fox, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, none of them stand against the fray and say, hold on a second here. Let's put this into perspective. And they don't do that. It's better and it's easier for them to try to scare people half to death.
Well, let's talk about Joe Biden. He won the South Carolina primary over the weekend. Kudos to him for that. It resurrected his campaign. Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to get a big influx of cash, which is something he desperately needs for Super Tuesday. But what's the big prize on Super Tuesday? What's the one state everybody's looking at?
Oh, I don't know, Matt. I'll tell you.
It's California, 495 yeah. delegates, and right now, yeah. Bernie Sanders is leading in California, 2-1 over Elizabeth Warren, and Joe Biden is a distant third, could even be fourth, based on whatever happens in the next 24 hours. But he may go up, he may go down. Who knows?
Yeah, but The thing about California is, and I think people are going to kind of understand this, and I think the Democratic Party does, is that, okay, that's in the bag for Democrats. We know that. We know that's going to go their direction. It's the other states out there that is going to actually decide who wins. California's not going to decide it's going to win. It's the Pennsylvanias, the Floridas, the Ohios, the Michigans, the Wisconsins, the Colorados, those are the states that ultimately are going to decide who the winner and loser is going to be, and you have to see what candidates are attractive in those states.
Well, they're all still on the ballot out there. You know, Buttigieg did quit yesterday, threw in the towel, so did Tom Steyer, but they're still on the ballot.
Yeah. Once they're on there, I'm sure they're going to get a few votes here and there, and it's not a big deal, but it's kind of funny. Buttigieg, didn't he win Iowa?
Yeah.
One Iowa, and he just kind of decided that guess what, he wasn't going to do well in these other states, or he didn't have the money to go on. Again, I think he was kind of setting up for his future anyway. And I think many of them do that.
Well, he's got millions of dollars that he leaves the race with, number one. And number two, he went and had a little chat with Jimmy Carter yesterday.
Oh, he did? Yeah. I just think that he's trying to set up for his political future.
Yeah, you're probably right. Probably right. And I am talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, to Watchdog on Wall Street. Well, finally, Stephen Moore, you know who he is, right?
Yes, he's we used to be for Club for Growth. He was actually, they wanted him to be on the Federal Reserve Board, but he didn't make it through.
He's telling everybody the market will rebound, the U.S. shouldn't panic, sit tight.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. I mean, this is ridiculous.
All righty, well, we will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll see what's going on then, because who knows what will happen tomorrow.
You got it.
All right, thanks, Chris. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. And I'm coming right back right after the top of the hour news break with our good friend, Frank Salvato. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.